Welcome to the Sunshine Daily, the podcast designed to spread joy, inspire creativity, and get you motivated to live your best life. In this podcast, we chat personal development, lifestyle, wellness, and so much more. I'm your host, Charlotte Pratt, and whether you're looking to improve your mindset, add some positive vibes to your routine, or simply need a little boost, this podcast has you covered. So let's dive in. Happy Thursday, you guys. We are so close to the end of the week. Welcome to our first Thriving Thursday. I don't know about you guys. I've always loved Thursdays. I think Tuesdays and Thursdays are underrated days. So that is why I'm so excited for Thriving Thursdays. We are kicking off Thriving Thursdays with a bang. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about the morning routine that changed my life. Dramatic sounding, I know, but it's true. Let me share a little story with you guys. In the spring and summer of 2024, which is about a year ago, I was capital D depressed. I was having the worst time. I used to wake up so irritated. I would snooze my alarms every single day. I would go on my phone right away. I'd immediately feel stressed and anxious and overwhelmed about everything. I felt like I was missing things when I wasn't on my phone. Like I was missing notifications or I was missing important news or whatever. But then I would go on my phone and all of the notifications were like sale emails from JCPenney. Like I wasn't actually missing anything, but I felt like I was. I was just anxious all the time. I was so upset about everything. I just was really, really having a bad time. I would have terrible days, and my terrible days would start with terrible mornings until I finally put in the work to form a morning routine. And this is the morning routine that really did improve my life. It changed my life. I use this morning routine now every day, pretty much every day. I won't claim to use it every single day, 365 days a year, but I try my best to do some form of this morning routine every day that I can. And it really has helped so, so much. So without any further ado, I'm going to share with you guys the morning routine that changed my life step by step and how you can implement it into your life as well. Okay, so this is a 5-step morning routine. It could not be simpler. I'm not gonna ask you to do anything outrageous. We are just going to jump right in. I'm going to give you guys these 5 steps and why they're important. Number one is to get up when your first alarm goes off. Do not snooze your alarm. Ugh, I know. I get it. I used to not be a morning person. I'm actually going to do an entire episode on like how I became a morning person, but it is so important for you to get up right when your alarm goes off. Like start your day right when your alarm goes off. If you're snoozing your alarm, you're just making it harder for yourself. I had this like epiphany a couple of weeks ago. I really did not want to get up. Like my alarm was going off. It was like a Friday or something, like a long, long week, and I did not want to get out of bed to get up and start getting ready to go to work. I was so close to like rolling over and hitting snooze on my alarm. And then I had this little thought in my head that said, it will never be easier to wake up twice than it will be to just wake up the one time. And that really stuck with me. And I was like, you know what? Voice in my head, like, you're right. Let me get up. Let me get started. Like, I don't have to be happy about it, but I am going to get up out of bed. That is my first step. Get up when your first alarm goes off. Do not snooze your alarm. One tip that I have for this little like bonus content for you. If you sleep with your phone across the room, that is what helps me. Specifically, it forces you to get up out of your bed to turn off your alarm, and it keeps you from going on your phone right away in the mornings. Like if you wake up and the first thing you do, like you open your eyes, you go on your phone, that's so bad for your brain. If you sleep with your phone across the room, you at least have a little bit of time, like when you get up and you walk over to your phone where your brain is working without your phone on. In a perfect world, I'd like to use an alarm clock instead of using my phone as an alarm, but we haven't gotten there yet. So I'm not even asking you to buy an alarm clock. You can still use your phone as your alarm in the morning. Whatever you use, it doesn't matter. Just don't snooze it. Step number two is to make your bed. Again, I'm not asking a lot for you guys here. Like this is a pretty simple morning routine. Step two, make your bed. It gives you something to focus on right away, and it makes you less inclined to get back in bed once you've gotten out of it. So say you get up out of bed, you go turn off your alarm, and you make your bed right away. Now you're up out of bed because you had to get up to turn your alarm off, and your bed is made, so you're less inclined to get back in and go back to sleep. We're already rocking and rolling in this morning routine. We're already on step two. Then we move on to step three. This one for me was probably the hardest to implement, but unfortunately, boo hiss, it has also been the most transformative. Step three is to incorporate some form of movement in your mornings. Ugh, I know. I used to feel the same way. Gross. I don't want to talk about this, but it is so important. I'm so sorry. Do something. Do yoga, Pilates, stretching, mobility. There are so many free and easy and accessible workout videos online, on YouTube, on Instagram, on TikTok. You don't even have to get out of your jammies to do this. You can do this on your living room floor in your pajamas. That's what I do 98.5% of the time. It can be as short as a 5-minute video, a 5-minute morning stretch. You can really tailor this to be whatever you want, like to suit your mood. If you're really not feeling it, do a silent stretching video where someone's not talking at you. But if you're feeling like up and ready for the day and you're like feeling that energy, do like a high energy where someone's like talking at you and getting you excited for the day. Like there's so much, you guys, there's so much content out there. You can find something to suit your needs. If you're already a morning person, maybe this is the time when you get up and you go to the gym, or you get up and you go outside and go on a walk. If you have never done morning movement in your life before, maybe you start with like, get up and do a 5-minute yoga for beginners. That's where I started, and that's still what I'm doing and what I love. Next up, for step 4, you are going to move into doing a morning journal entry. This can be anything you want it to be. I have already done an episode, the first ever episode of the Sunshine Daily Podcast was about the journal prompt that changed my life, which is the Reasons Why Today Will Be a Good Day journal prompt. I'm also going to be doing a whole other episode about journaling and different journal prompts and giving you guys some of my favorite other journal prompts as well. But for now, the long and the short of it is you can do anything, any type of journaling in the morning. You can do a brain dump, just like getting all your thoughts down on paper. You could do that Reasons Why Today is going to be a good day list. You could set your intentions, set your mindset for the week, set your goals, like write a letter to yourself in the future or a letter from yourself in the future. Do your daily affirmations, like write a manifestation list of how you see your life in 5 or 10 years. Like there are so many options and so many different things that you can do with this morning journal prompt. Like there's so much there. There's so much you can do. It can be as simple as you want. It can be a half a page. It could be a full page. If you wanted, you can write and write and write and write. Like you could do 6 different pages of journal prompts in the morning. Say you love it. I really used to like it. I still do. You can do this in a physical journal, handwritten with pen and paper. You could do this online, preferably on a computer. Like don't do it on your phone because you really don't want to touch your phone for like at least 30 minutes after you wake up. But we're starting small. We're starting with baby steps. If you need to do this on your phone, do this on your phone. But I would highly, highly recommend doing a morning journal. It's just a really great way to kind of like get your brain active for the day in like a slow, nice, like easy, simple way. You're not just immediately getting bombarded with content on social media. You're kind of like processing your thoughts without the rest of the world's input just yet. Like we're still first thing in the morning here. And then step 5, this is the last step in the morning routine. Get some fresh air in your lungs. If you have a rooftop or a porch or a balcony or a yard, go out there, get some nature, get some fresh air, some vitamin D, get some sun on your face. If you don't have any of those things, just crack a window, open a window, get some fresh air into your space. Even if you can't actually get out into nature just yet, get some nature into your apartment or into your house or into your home somehow. Open a window, let the breeze flow in. Like it really is so helpful to get that fresh air in your lungs. I have noticed that this has been really important for me as I've kind of been implementing this into my morning routine. Here's the kicker. You have to do this even if it's cold, even if it's raining, even if you really don't want to. It's so important to do this and build that discipline, like do it anyway, even if you don't want to. That is the important thing in building a morning routine that actually works. This is another thing that can be as short as 10 minutes. Like you do not need to spend, you know, an hour outside, especially if it's cold, especially if it's raining. Like throw on your jacket, throw on a playlist, go outside. You can be miserable the whole time if you want to be. You know, if you need to be, if you kind of just need to be like a sourpuss about it while you're out there in the first couple of days, that's okay. You can do that. But get that fresh air, get that sun on your face, get that fresh air in your lungs. Couple of things, couple of caveats with this morning routine. Obviously, you still have to get ready for the day. I did not include that in this morning routine because I kind of think of that as something you would need to do anyway. You need to brush your teeth. You need to brush your hair. You need to get dressed. You need to do your makeup. You need to eat breakfast, whatever. Those are things that I did not include in this morning routine because those are things that I feel like you would need to do anyway. And this morning routine, I kind of feel is like things that you would do on top of to kind of like elevate your mornings. Another thing is you can start slow. I gave you guys 5 habits, but you can start with just one of them. Like you can start by just getting up on your first alarm for the day. Do that for a couple days, do that for a couple of weeks until it's really cemented in there, and then build up on top of that one habit that you started with. Like you do not have to start doing all 5 of these at once. You can start one at a time. Another thing that you can do is called habit stacking. I'm going to do an entire separate episode on habit stacking, but it basically just means that you can do 2 of these things at once. So one of the things that I really like to do is I will do my journaling while I'm getting my fresh air. So I will bring my journal out onto my balcony and I will journal in the fresh air. Like, bundled those two things together, they happen at the same time. 10 minutes, do my journal, and I'm getting my fresh air at the same time. Or maybe you say your daily affirmations out loud while you're making your bed or while you're doing your morning stretches, your morning movement. You can bundle some of these things together, habit stack them so you do them at the exact same time. Kind of saves you a little bit of time. Maybe you're pressed for time in the morning. That's a really great option, is that habit stacking. And lastly, I just want to say, I do this morning routine. Like I mentioned in the beginning, I really do this morning routine pretty much every single day. As often as I can, I do this morning routine. And it has honestly changed the way that I think about the mornings. It has made me more of a morning person. I don't feel dread in the mornings the way that I used to before I started implementing these habits. Honestly, sometimes I'm even excited for the mornings because I really do love doing this morning routine so, so much. So those are the 5 steps of my morning routine that changed my life that you guys can implement too. Let me know if you guys implement this morning routine. I hope you found it helpful. I hope you guys are even just a little 1% more excited about your mornings, feeling 1% less dread about the mornings, because you really can have a great morning routine, which will translate into a great morning and translate again into a great day. So happy Thursday. Go out there and thrive this Thursday. Start implementing this amazing morning routine. I love you guys so much. I will see you in the next episode. And that's a wrap on today's episode of the Sunshine Daily. Remember that small steps can create big changes, and tomorrow brings all new opportunities to grow. If you enjoyed today's episode, spread the sunshine by sharing it with a friend, leaving a review, and following along with us on socials at the Sunshine Daily Podcast. Until next time, keep shining, and I'll see you in the next episode.